It's Wednesday, the 16th of July, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I'm on the usual commute to work. Today, my traffic jam is being caused by some kind of rubbish truck or recycling truck. I can't tell. It's driving along very slowly just in front of me. It's one of these ones where the back opens to take bins in and empty them in. So yes, I've already had a tractor, which I managed to get past, but now I'm stuck behind the recycling truck. This is the joy of commuting in green, leafy Cheshire. So I'm just driving along my back roads, pootling off to work. I've been a bit nervous about recording an audio boo recently because my mum pointed out to me that the last couple of boos I recorded, there was some kind of interference or noise in the recording, which on listening back sounds like, it's almost like the internal microphone of my phone was picking up some noise as well as the hands-free mic. I generally record with the phone sitting on the dashboard, and I don't know if it was in a position where it was just knocking against something or banging against something, but yeah, there was a little bit of a sort of clicking in the background noise, which was very irritating. So I'm trying today, I'm hoping that I've got the phone fairly firmly wedged, and I'm hoping that that's going to mean less interference, but we'll give it a go and see what happens. I wanted to record a boo today about returning to the theatre. When I recorded a boo a while ago to explain why I'd been absent from audio boo for a large chunk of time, because I'd been in an amateur production and I'd had to use all my audio boo listening time for listening to my... Sorry, that's my that's my car thinking I'm going over a line, although there's no lines on this road, so I don't know what it's detected that it thinks is a line, but anyway. So I was absent because I was involved with a production and I was using all my audio boo listening time and recording time for listening to my lines so that I could learn them so I could do the play. And after I recorded that boo, I think it was Paul Omani Blog who said he found it really interesting and would be kind of interested to know more about the theatre and about the process that you go through to put on a production. So I thought I would record a boo to kind of say where I am, because I am involved with another production. I'm back with the Knutsford Little Theatre, who are an absolutely lovely group of people with an absolutely beautiful little theatre. We are currently in rehearsals for a play called My Boy Jack, which will be put on in the first week of September. And it's based on a true story. It's based on the story of Rudyard Kipling's son, John, who was also known as Jack, who was severely short-sighted and had been turned down for the army several times because he was too short-sighted. And eventually, Rudyard Kipling managed to pull some strings and got him into the army close to the start of the First World War. And he went off, he went to France, he went and fought in France, and very sadly, he then went missing. And it's the story of a family sending a son off to the First World War and what happens after he goes missing. So it's an amazing play. The first thing that we did was a month or so ago, we had a play read-through evening. So this was like a social evening where we all turned up at the theatre, and the theatre has its own little bar. So we could grab a drink, sit around, and we all took turns reading different characters from the play just to do the full read-through and get the gist of the story and the staging and how it would actually work. And it's a fabulous play. It's really well written. And just very, very powerful. And you learn an awful lot about the Kipling family through it. So we did the read-through first, and then after the read-through came auditions, and there were two evenings of auditions. And now, auditions have taken a variety of formats when I've done them in the past, from just sitting around a table and all taking turns to read to something slightly more formal. And the Knutsford Little Theatre ones were on the slightly more formal side of things. We all waited in the bar area, and then the director called small groups of people through to actually read sections of the play on the stage. So I actually got up onto the stage and had a go at working with some of the actors, because sometimes the casting is not so much about the individual actor, but it's about how you interact with the other actors as well. And there was only one part in the play that I was suitable for, which is the part of Rudyard's wife, Carrie. So I read for that and waited, you know, a slightly nerve-wracking couple of weeks while you wait for the casting to be done and the director to advise what's what. And I didn't get the part. One of the other actresses in the group, who actually read at the read-through evening, and I thought at the time she read it really, really well. So I think she's going to be great in the part. I'm really pleased for her. So one of the things that I personally believe at with, particularly with amateur drama, is it's really good to get involved with more than just one thing. So I try not to be that person who just turns up and does the acting thing and won't do anything else. So I contacted the director and said, look, I'm available to help out. Can I help out with something? And we agreed that I would take on the role of prompt. Now, what a prompt does is a prompt sits in on the side of the stage during the productions with the script. And if any of the actors have trouble with their lines, the prompt will just nudge them by giving them the start of the line that they've lost. But what's interesting about prompting is you don't just turn up on the night and expect to be able to do it. I will be going to all the rehearsals, because as the actors start putting their scripts down and trying to do the play without the words in front of them, they will need extra help. So I will be there all the way through the rehearsals to help them learn their lines and to remind them what the lines should be. And also that will help me learn how they deliver the lines and where in the play the pauses are expected and where in the play a pause might mean they've forgotten the line. And I can also make a note of any particular troublesome lines that they consistently get wrong that I can tell them about during rehearsals or keep an eye out for on the actual production nights. So it's actually, interestingly, I'm having to attend more rehearsals than some of the cast at the moment, because I have to be there for all the rehearsals, and certainly in the early stages they're just doing particular scenes on particular nights, so not every member of the cast is at every rehearsal. So it's quite a big commitment, but it's going to be really fun, and it's really fun seeing stuff from the other point of view. So last week I attended the crew meeting, which, you know, the cast did their first rehearsal and they did a read through and recorded the lines, so they'd all got recordings to go home and learn their lines from. And then the following evening there was a crew meeting, which was fascinating because it was the set designer and the costume lady and the props lady and everybody coming together to sort of talk about how the production was actually going to be staged. And one of the big challenges with this play is actually the set, because it has to go from the Kipling's house, which is, you know, a big British kind of stately home, I guess, to the World War I trenches. So actually staging that, particularly on our stage, which is narrow, it's quite a deep stage, but it's quite narrow. So actually fitting all of that onto the stage has been a bit of a challenge for the set designers. And they think they've got a way of doing it, but it's going to be really interesting watching as that all comes together over the course of the next few weeks. So that's kind of where we are now. I went to my first proper rehearsal on Monday night, and I have another one tonight. Rehearsals are three nights a week, Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. So that's my summer. We'll be Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays down at the theatre, acting as prompt. And if there's anything else interesting to say about my role as prompt, I will record some future audio boosts. So, Paul, Armani Blog, I hope you find this interesting, a little bit about the behind-the-scenes kind of stuff. And everybody else, I hope it's of interest. And I will talk to you all again soon. Thank you very much for listening. Bye for now.